what's going on in there.
What is that?
That's my favorite band. I've told you that like 1,000 times.
Way too early Wednesday.
Is going to be like hitting a pinata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Oh, snap.
That's right. It's time.
It is time, my friends, to wake up.
Wake up.
We're the annoying alarm clock in your life.
Yeah, we don't really give in.
No, we don't. We don't really care.
Oh, you need some sleep? Go ahead. No.
No.
Wake up. It's
no.
Way too early Wednesday.
It is way too early Wednesday. We are here taking your requests. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
And we need it because we have a long day ahead of us.
We have a really long day ahead of us. It is day one of the State Fair 2012. We will be out broadcasting live from 1 to 5 today. So come hang out with us.
Please.
I'm really looking forward to today. Really looking forward to working 12-hour days.
Yeah, no, it's so awesome.
It's going to be fantastic. So that's what we're doing today, but we're going to kick off the day right with some way too early Wednesday requests.
Yes.
If you will.
Some fun requests that should wake you up.
Exactly. You can get your requests in by submitting them at Facebook.
That would be helpful.
Yeah,
yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can also get them in via email. Studio@mystaticradio.com.
That's right. We're like the Beastie Boys.
Gosh, it's going to be a good day.
That was out of control.
That was awesome. Did you see how in sync we are today?
Yeah. Should we play some music?
No, I was going to start doing some Bye Bye Bye.
No, that was it.
Oh.
No, done. That's where we draw the line. Unless somebody has a hardcore version of Bye Bye Bye.
Ooh, actually, I'm sure somebody does.
Well,
I heard a hardcore version of
the Justin Timberlake song a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was so good.
That was for Way Too Early Wednesday as well.
It was.
So you can get your request in now, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We will be playing them all morning long. In fact, on the way, we got a request for some Before Their Eyes to help get us going. But first, Empire Theory. It's a new track, actually.
It is.
So I'm kind of excited to rock this one. The song is No More Of It, and we'll get to that right now. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Hey, what's going on in there?
What is that?
That's my favorite band. I've told you that like 1,000 times.
Way too early Wednesday.
Is going to be like hitting a pinata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Oh, yes. No. Oh, yes.
Wrong. Hold on.
Okay.
Just one more.
Okay.
Can
I now?
Yeah, you can
talk now. Okay. All right. Sweet. Good morning.
Hey.
It is way too early Wednesday.
It is.
Steve-O and Mitch.
That is us.
Take it. Wait, that was awesome. That was like 80s. You just did like the...
Oh!
What was that? Claw? You did the like rock claw of
yeah.
doom? Unlike the rock lobster, which is kind of froofy. Let's be honest.
But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
So the rock claw, however, it has staying power. Way to sustain.
Thank
Way
you.
To go. Way to be. It's Way Too Early Wednesday, Steve-O and Mitch with you, and we're taking your request, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, the rock, whatever you called it just now, the rock claw should
the
be
rock
like
claw.
A statue.
Yeah.
There you go. Like Robert Palmer.
Robert Palmer?
What's that? What's his name?
Robert Plant?
Plant. Palmer.
Robert Palmer was the dude with all the Robert Palmer girls, and they all looked exactly the same, and it was like...
Dude, Robert Palmer should have that.
Yeah, he could have.
Robert Plant.
That
would have
been great.
Robert Plant.
Robert Plant is Led Zeppelin. Robert Palmer singular. Was the dude with all the, like, Maybelline
Isn't
girls.
Isn't he a Christian now?
Who?
Robert Plant.
Oh, yes. I'm still thinking Robert Palmer.
No, I switched
Robert
over
Robert Plant,
in my mind.
Yes.
I mean, I wasn't
yes,
ever Plant. A Robert Palmer, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
Now I can't think of the Robert Palmer song that I'm trying to do in my brain. All the girls are like clapping or snapping and they're all wearing the black dress and they look exactly the same.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Joey Belleville of Best Friend fame.
Yes.
Actually went as Robert Palmer for Halloween one year. And my wife and his wife and a couple other girls went as Robert Palmer girls.
That's awesome.
They all had their hair like slicked back with like nasty amounts of gel and they had the black like dress.
That's amazing.
Hilarious.
That's so great.
And he did Robert Palmer everywhere we went. And I can't sing Robert Palmer to save my life right now.
That's okay.
It's making me sad.
I feel like it's saving my life.
So here it is, Way Too Early Wednesday, and getting your requests in now. This one coming from Facebook. Enjoy it like it were your last song.
Yes, you're welcome.
Or at least help to wake up. Something like that.
I hope so.
Okay, cool. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Well, if that didn't wake you up, then you must be dead. Check your pulse. I'm sorry.
Can you really?
My condolences.
I have a really hard time feeling my own pulse.
You have to like.
Maybe I don't have a soul.
Actually, according to C.S. Lewis, you are a soul. You have a body.
Yes, I know, but that's not the point now.
I like that quote. Come on.
I like that.
Jesus juke. Whoa.
Yeah, conversation's I feel like over. We need Good to
get
job,
a,
you.
Yeah, sorry. Bye. I feel like we need to get a theme song for that. And we need a karate chop punch from like Chuck Norris.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? It's like the rim shot. We never have it ready.
That's true.
I'm like, oh, hold on, say it again.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
But you know.
Sorry, I apologize for that one. Yeah. It'll never happen again.
Lies.
Hey, it's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hola.
Welcome to Wednesday morning. It's Way Too Early Wednesday. Taking your requests at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And also taking your requests as friends. Please hang out with us.
Yeah. We will be at the State Fair today from, it opens at 2.
Yeah.
So we'll be there from 2 to 5.
Yep.
Hanging out. It's going to, what table?
We're going to be by the Manuel Lujan building. But we're in a different location this year than we've been in the past. We're actually closer to Tingley Coliseum.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool. You know what we're going to be right by if they're here this year?
What?
Every year they have this, and I'm really hoping it's here this year.
Is it that bird show?
No.
Dang it.
It's better.
Okay.
Better than the bird show.
Is it the people who stand on top of a pole and they're like, hey.
Better.
What?
However, last year, Tony Gambino, former frontman of Blessed by a Broken Heart.
Yeah.
Was one of the like crazy karate dudes flipping off of things.
Oh, really?
At that.
That's
but
cool.
But no. Better than that. Better than that.
Okay, what is it?
Sharks.
I hope so. You're getting my hopes up.
Every year they have this huge like trailer, which is totally safe. And
that's obviously for
sharks in their natural habitat, of course, in this trailer type atmosphere.
Okay, tell me how this is unsafe in any way. If the trailer breaks and all the water goes pouring out, where are the sharks going to go? They can get up and walk.
Land shark. No, I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. However, every single year we're at the State Fair, I try my hardest to convince the dude to let me get in the tank. And every year, he says no.
That's so weird.
I've tried to sign waivers. I've tried to do anything because he gets in there with him and he's like, ooh, I'm waiting around with the bull shark, the most dangerous land shark animal of all time.
Dude, what if his leg gets ripped off or something?
Right.
I saw Shark Week.
Yeah, I did too. And I just want to do that because I hear it's awesome.
That sounds awful. Let's just go feed the little animals in the barn.
I'm going to try really hard to get in the shark tank this year.
I'm really stressed out about that.
So
actually, I'll encourage you. I will.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Bottom line, come hang out with us. We will
we'll be
broadcasting live starting today. 1 to 5, we'll be out there. State Fair doesn't open until 2.
So, I mean, if you can get in before 2, good job.
Yeah, good job. We'll give you something special. We'll have static decals. We'll have the paper, lots of stuff. But for now, it is time to keep you woked up.
So, here
That's
you go.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yeah.
Stop using us.
Seriously.
Stop using us and get to mystaticradio.com and give us your cash.
Oh, that's right. In fact, let's talk about this right now. It's just before 7 o'clock. By the way, welcome to the show. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Hey.
Static Radio. And something very special coming up in a month.
I salute you.
Yes. Static Decision 2012 going down October 11th through the 13th. We already had somebody vote for us.
I'm excited.
We had an early vote happen now, and check it out. If you don't know what Static Decision 2012 is, get to mystaticradio.com. We're a listener-supported station.
We are.
We need your help. And actually, coming up October 11th through the 13th, we're doing a full-on fundraiser.
Yeah, kind of like the Static 500, if you're around for that. And it's going to be pretty awesome.
Did I say fundraiser? I meant fundraiser.
Fun. I see you, know, what you did there.
Say it.
Oh my gosh, what's your next joke?
I don't write them, so.
Come on, funny guy.
Just, what am I, Chandler from Friends?
Funny guy.
I had all the jokes. Okay, so basically it's going down October 11th through the 13th. It's Static Decision 2012. You can vote for Static and help keep us in office, i.e. on the air.
Which would be nice and helpful for all of us.
By giving us your cash.
Yes.
Early voting going on right now at mystaticradio.com. We do have a goal. We need your help. And we actually already got an early vote, I believe it's $30, right?
Yep.
So $30 up at the website already. We're going to be tracking it every day leading up to and throughout the Static Decision 2012,
yes,
which is going down October 11th through the 13th. A lot of stuff going to be happening then. Some artists, listeners. We're going to be doing something special with Solomon's Porch. So make sure you keep it locked to Static Radio. See how you can help us continue into 2013 and get to keep doing what we love to do.
That would be great.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming right back, your 7 o'clock hour. It's Wednesday morning. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yep.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
You're a bit crazy right now.
I am excited to be here. I'm trying to keep my adrenaline going because we have a 12-hour day.
Yeah, I'm afraid that you're actually going to use up all of your energy.
You've never broadcasted it live at the State Fair yet.
No, I'm excited.
This is your first year. State Fair 2012 going on starting today. We will be out from 1 to 5 broadcasting live every single day. So
I want to meet the Burquinos girl.
She will be there.
I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, I saw those commercials. I'm going to meet her at the fair.
She's going to seem a little crazy, I'm telling you.
Okay.
All right? Don't get your hopes up. When you meet people in real life, sometimes, you know, you have these expectations and you get excited. And then you actually meet them and you're like,
You're just as tall as me. I always expect everybody to be way taller.
You know, I just read an article yesterday that if you're short and you're upset about it, blame your mom.
What?
Yeah, it comes down to your mom. That's what your height comes from, which sucks because my dad, 6'5", 240.
So is his mom really tall?
My mom, I guess maybe, I don't know. She was like 5'10", I guess.
Oh, that's tall.
Which is, yeah, like my height.
Yeah.
My mom, 5'2".
Aww.
I got the Spanish mom jeans.
Yeah.
Well, not mom jeans because you can actually see my belly button if I lift my shirt up.
Yeah.
So I don't have mom jeans on. What is with mom jeans, man? I'm so thankful that my wife is a mom, but she doesn't wear mom jeans.
But here's the thing. Mom jeans coming back in style.
No,
they really are. Because remember, they were really popular back in the 90s?
Yeah.
And okay, back in style. And I'm like, wow, you all are going to regret this in a few years. So I won't wear them. But that's what I said about skinny jeans. And it took me 2 years to get into skinny jeans.
You wear skinny jeans?
I do.
I never, ever noticed that till just now.
Always skinny.
Which I guess is a good thing. Moving right along.
And what were you going to talk about?
I was actually going to talk about something that just rocks my world right now. Okay. Lynn Taylor is her name, of Warwick, Rhode Island.
Okay.
Somehow, she lives next door to her ex-husband and his new girlfriend.
That wasn't an accident.
Let me be honest. It's probably the worst idea in the history of ideas.
Bad idea, and it wasn't an accident.
Yeah, so I have no idea what happened to inspire any of them to wind up in that horrible, horrible situation. But you know it can only turn out poorly.
Yeah.
Which it has.
Oh.
Lynn, the ex-wife, I guess, has a pet cockatoo.
Okay, where are you going with this?
Yeah. She trained it to shout a non-stop stream of swear words.
Yes.
No.
That's so funny.
At her ex and his new girlfriend all day long.
And not okay.
No, not okay in any way, shape, or form. The bird is so loud and so vulgar that several neighbors have moved out of the area. I have no idea how loud this bird has to be.
Funny.
Lynn is actually due in court sometime this week. To face charges of a city animal noise ordinance.
She can't untrain it. It's not her fault.
Yeah, it actually only carries a $15 fine.
Oh, okay.
But seems like a judge wanted to get involved because the problem in the situation, clearly larger than just a swearing bird at this point.
Yeah.
Can
you imagine training? Okay, now.
Okay.
Now.
Well, think about this. Taking it to a serious note for a second, the bitterness in your in someone's heart to where, one, you're living next door to your ex-husband and his now girlfriend. Two, you are so entrenched in this bitterness that you trained your pet to shout swear words at this dude 24/7.
That's so sad.
I'm just saying, Will Smith a long time ago said, the hate in your heart will consume you too. It was in a song that he wrote to his kid.
Just the two of us?
Yes, maybe that was it. Don't worry about the things they do, because hate in your heart will consume you too. And I was like, yo,
just
Will Smith.
Just the two of us.
Yes. Yo, dog. Those words. Inspiring. I don't know what's wrong with me this morning.
Out of control.
I have no idea how I even remembered Will Smith wrote songs, first of all.
Growing up, we had birds. Uh-huh. And I guess, I don't remember this, but my parents found a parrot in our backyard.
Oh.
It was released from someone else. It probably
when you
wasn't
lived
released.
In the Amazon.
When
uh-huh.
I lived in
Go
the
on.
Amazon. Yeah. No, this was in Albuquerque.
Okay.
And I guess that bird had a pretty foul mouth.
Stop it right
and
now.
My parents didn't teach anything. It had
you
a foul mouth.
You are kidding me.
No. It was a parrot that had
what
a foul mouth.
What do you do when you have a parrot with a foul mouth? You know what I mean?
You release it back into
you
the wild.
You can't untrain that.
Right, exactly. So maybe she regrets what she did, and she's actually really sorry, but she can't stop the bird.
But you can't
now.
Release into a wild. Imagine, like, my children stumbling upon that bird. You know what I mean? Like,
the bird said.
That's not okay.
No.
Oh, that is so not okay.
What's funny?
And you can't wash his mouth out with soap. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I know. What's funny and not funny about this is that she spent hours training this bird.
Right.
Like, how many crackers did that bird have to eat? I'm just saying.
Wow. Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime into our nothingness conversation. But, you know, that's how we do.
What should we do? Should the bird be executed?
You can't execute a bird.
Or should the woman be executed?
Oh, no! Who are you?
I'm just kidding.
What, if you would like to talk to Mitch about her...
Hate mail at studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yes. I was going to say come out to the fair and hang out with us today because we're going to
be
out there. 1 to 5, we'll be out there broadcasting live. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Too far? Too far?
Oh, is that the line? I'm sorry.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And come join us at the fair today. We're going to keep it going right now. Some Ilya songs called Reaching, which is kind of what we're doing
we're
with
reaching.
The show right now. Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
We're only human. This at least we've learned.
Bowerbirds, song called In Our Talons right here on Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Hey.
That's kind of a fitting song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about this bowerbird.
I didn't even think of
that. This naughty, naughty bird.
In our talons.
Yes.
In their talons.
Yes. Lynn Taylor of Warwick, Rhode Island. She lives next door to her ex-husband and his new girlfriend, which, volatile situation to say the least. She actually taught her pet cockatoo to shout nonstop swear words at her ex and his new girlfriend all day long. Now, this got so bad. This bird is so vulgar. That several neighbors have since moved from the neighborhood.
That's crazy. Was it an apartment? That was crazy.
I have no idea. Or they just stuck like a megaphone out the window near the bird. I have no idea how a bird is that loud.
She is bitter.
I have dogs behind us. I've talked about these dogs before. When the neighbors go out of town, they leave their
That's
dogs in the
really
backyard.
That's all you really know about your neighbors?
Yeah. Is that they treat their animals poorly. No. Sorry. And when they go out of town, the dogs just bark. Bark.
That's awful.
Bark. And it drives me crazy. And they're not even cussing. Yeah. They're just barking. I can't imagine if they're like, streaming swear words all day long to the neighbors. But apparently this cockatoo has done just that. It's caused several neighbors to move out. And Lynn, the woman owner of this cockatoo, due in court this week to face charges of a city animal noise ordinance. It only carries a $15 fine, but a judge actually got involved because... He says, no, this is a deeper issue. So the question on Facebook
counseling.
Is, yeah, what should we do about the situation? What do you do with the bird? What do you do with the owner? What do you do with the situation? If you were the judge, how would you handle said situation?
Yeah, I don't know. The judge just mediate it out.
Yeah, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. And don't forget, coming up today, 1 to 5, we'll be broadcasting live at the State Fair, hanging out with you for the next couple weeks
in town.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of in town, coming up this Friday, rumor has it,
rumor has it.
Mute Math featuring these guys as well, Civil Twilight. What a show!
I know.
So, yeah, I'm sure you can find details online.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. Anyways, latest from Civil Twilight for you now. It's Fire Escape. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Harrison Hudson at the start. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
That's what we are.
That's who we are.
That's who we are.
What we are is people.
We are people. No, we are not.
Oh, sorry.
Remember?
No.
We are souls.
Yes. We have a body. You just wrecked a C.S. Lewis quote. Thank you.
Wait.
Good job. I want to talk about something.
Okay.
We haven't talked about this much this morning, and it's already like halfway through the 7 o'clock clock hour.
The clower?
The clower.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Ah!
I did not
yes.
see this coming.
Something near and dear to my heart. Gotta talk football! The NFL. More specifically, boys to men?
Whoa.
Boys to men.
Boys
to men. Yeah. Those boys to men. Except now it's kind of creepy and old because they're like in their 40s. So call it boys. They should just be like.
Right. No, this is like the before and after. Have men. You ever watched Wheel of Fortune? They're boys
yes.
to men.
What?
The boy, before and after. Boys to men. It's like the before and after.
Oh, that was a reach.
Whatever.
You're talking about the puzzle on Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
Wow. That was amazing.
I'm just saying.
All right. So Green Bay Packers this last weekend. I know you know all about this because you totally watched football this
last
weekend.
Totally, yes.
They played the San Francisco 49ers.
Cheese.
At home. Thank you. Good job. In Green Bay. And they hadn't lost a home game in some time. And so they opened up the season to the San Francisco 49ers, and I don't know how many people saw this coming. Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN Radio, they actually were talking about it, and I know one of them had picked the Niners to win, so it wasn't as big a deal, but Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, friend of Steven from Amberlin, good dude, believer, really great guy. And here's the thing, as a Christian, Bible says, let your yes be yes. And your no be no, right?
Yes.
So we have to be men of our word or people of our word.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I don't know how he's going to handle this being a man of his word because Green Bay Packers were facing the San Francisco 49ers and Aaron Rodgers had asked boys to men to sing the national anthem before the season opener at Lambeau Field. Nathan Morris, he's one of the members of boys to men, mm-hmm. if you remember. He laid this out on the table to Aaron Rodgers. He said, if the Packers lose a game, you have to wear a 49ers jersey throughout the entire week. We're talking practice.
Oh,
we're talking
man.
If you have like a news conference, if you anything, press conference, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Wow.
You have to wear a 49ers jersey. And Aaron Rodgers was so confident. He said, all right, fine. And if we win, which we are going to, you have to wear a Packers jersey throughout the week. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. To me, it's way worse for him if they lost as opposed to
them
Nathan Morris of Boyz II Men, when was the last time they were in the news?
They sang on Justin Bieber's Mistletoe Christmas CD.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was when.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. The Niners beat Green Bay in Green Bay.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so, yeah, the question is Aaron Rodgers going to live up to this? Because he said he was going to wear a Niners jersey this whole week. And so far, I haven't seen anything on it. But the funny thing is history of Aaron Rodgers and the 49ers, a little bit complicated. A little bit complicated.
Really?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was actually taken by Green Bay with the 24th pick overall in the 2005 draft. Okay? The 49ers, with now head coach Mike McCarthy, who is current Packers head coach, okay, mm-hmm. at the time on the staff of the Niners, selected quarterback Alex Smith first overall.
Uh-oh.
All right. Rodgers, who was born and grew up in Northern California, wanted to play for the Niners more than anything in the world, but had to go elsewhere to establish himself as, quite possibly the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He's outstanding. But...
I can see how this is.
Alex Smith, who was drafted to the Niners instead of Aaron Rodgers, was the one who was victorious on Sunday. So now Aaron Rodgers has to wear a Niners jersey, the team he grew up being a fan of. But now we're talking about Aaron Rodgers,
bitterness,
the quarterback of the Packers, on the field at practice having to wear a Niners jersey. I really hope this happens.
So we're halfway through the week, and we still don't have pictures of whether or not this is happening?
Yeah, we have no clue, but I'll tell you one thing he should definitely not do anymore is bet.
Yeah, so, obviously it doesn't work out in your favor.
Another question, Pete Rose, baseball, he gambled. Now, this is gambling. We're talking gambling, something different. He gambled,
actually gambling,
like on / against his own team, right, back in the day. Kicked out of baseball, banned for life. He should be in the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest hitters in baseball ever. Some would argue and say the best.
But he just made a terrible decision and gambled?
And because of that, he was ousted from that. So, granted, we're talking gambling and money on the line, but this is Aaron Rodgers betting, saying, hey, man.
Are they saying that he's going to be kicked out of?
No, not at all. Not at all. However, I mean, this is like a gentleman's bet. Hey, I'll wear a jersey. Oh, you wear a jersey. But is that cool? Like betting on your own team? Like, yeah, man, we're going to win. Or is that like, I know many of football players who now play fantasy football and like draft themselves to their own teams. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I think I'll do fine.
Yeah, when Hank Baskett was on the show, we had him on last year talking to Hank Baskett, who now actually color commentator for the Lobos, former NFL player. Talked a little bit about fantasy football and all that stuff. So is this something that's like acceptable? It's cool betting, you know, hey, I'll wear a jersey, but he was fully confident that he was going to win.
Do you want my opinion?
Yeah, why not?
I feel like it's harmless. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
It's harmless. It might just hurt his pride a little bit.
Yeah. I really hope he actually lives up to this and wears a Niners jersey to practice this week. But, yeah, anyways. Aaron Rodgers said of the Niners, they got a great front seven. We had some good looks to run the ball in the first couple of drives. Didn't get a whole lot done. Then we went with some of our four wide receiver personnel trying to get Randall Cobb matched up and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, lots of football stuff you don't care about. But he didn't say anything about the bet or about having to wear a Niners jersey. So we'll see.
Someone called him out.
We shall see. But anyways, want to chime in on the conversation? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right now we got some Ocean is Theory. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yes, dude. Flatfoot 56, their brand newest. It's called Brother, Brother. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, welcome to the show. It is a glorious day.
Our fellow listeners.
That's right, my fellow Americans. We implore you right now, actually, to pray about something. Static Radio, listener-supported station, and we really, really, really could use your help. It's coming up in October 11th through the 13th. We got something called Static Decision 2012.
Yes. I know that cash is something that we can see and grasp, but prayer is so much more important.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm totally kidding. Yes, obviously.
Yeah.
Definitely very important. We need your support prayerfully and financially.
Mm-hmm.
We are listener supported, as I said. And coming up, we'll be doing a fundraiser. But early voting going on right now.
It's happening.
You can vote now at mystaticradio.com.
And I want to make it clear that you can vote more than once in this election.
Yes, which is like most people in New Mexico anyways. I'm just
kidding. Oh, well, I have this card.
We're doing it just like the process in New Mexico now. Voting multiple times using your dog's name and with cash.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be doing October 11th through the 13th. By the way, send your hate mail to studio@mystaticradio.com. But we need your votes. If you love the station, you would like to keep us in office, as it were, on the air through 2013. We really do need your financial help. Right now at mystaticradio.com, when you go there, you can vote for us. Early voting going on right now. In fact, we're going to be out at the fair every single day.
At the fair.
Starting today. 1 to 5, and we'll be out there registering your vote.
That's right.
Hang out with us and get your vote on for Static Radio with your cash. And, man, help Static Radio keep going, because I don't know about you guys, but I love doing this.
I love this ministry. I love what it's done for me in the past and what it's continuing to do for me and for everyone else.
Yeah, so if you love Static Radio, early voting going on right now. We have a goal. In fact, you can see every single vote that comes in with cash. We get to post that up to the website so you can see the marker and see where we're at. We were at $30 this morning, which is cool.
Yeah.
Early voting started this week, and we already have $30. So that's very, very exciting. Thanks to everybody who's been praying for Static Radio as we gear up for this fundraiser coming up in October. Yes. MyStaticRadio.com is the website. Get there, vote for us. And we got to take a quick break. Coming right back.
Us.
More of us.
Us.
Yeah. Steve O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's road construction and road rage as well. Left lane closed. Unsert McMahon. Apparently, Paseo is terrible. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Accident Paseo. Oh, accident on Paseo.
Yeah, Paseo at I-25 southbound. There's an accident.
So
it's really backed up. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, and then another accident. Comanche at I-25, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We didn't call them this morning.
We did.
I just realized that.
I forgot all about that.
I know. Okay, we're going to have to call them right after this. Static.
Hey, it's Niles.
Niles.
Okay, so I'm a little frustrated right now.
Uh-oh.
Why?
I've been calling in since 6 a.m.
Oh, no.
I am
no.
so sorry.
Why would you do that? Don't you have school?
Okay, so I woke up at 5:40 for the sole reason to call in for Way Too Early Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was on the phone for 2 hours.
Why would you do that?
That's
you know Way Too Early Wednesday is just from 6 to 7, right?
Yeah, but the entire time I was trying to call in.
Do you have a Facebook?
No.
If
I did,
that's why.
Do you have an email address?
Do you have a Twitter?
Okay, but listen, even if I did have a Facebook, it wouldn't matter because I can't go on the computer until 12.
You abide by the rules.
It's a good rule.
That is a good rule.
Rule abider.
So, yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Did you know that you can actually text in your request and it'll email it to the studio?
I don't have a phone.
Uh-oh.
Well,
man, this just isn't working out for you.
This is a conundrum.
Okay.
What did you want to hear at 6 o'clock this morning, 2 hours and 15 minutes ago?
The Famine? Do you guys have The Famine? Band called The Famine.
The Famine? I've never even heard of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
The European metal.
Oh, yeah. We don't have them. Don't have them.
Okay. So, could you play, like, Impending Doom Deceiver or Nemesis?
Possibly. You know Way Too Early Wednesday is way too over, right?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I've been calling in for 2 hours, though.
It's a little bit of dedication. I think we should do it out of dedication.
Hey, Mom, shut up.
I think we should do it just because he's been calling in for 2 hours.
Wow. You're wee. How about we play Orphans by Impending Doom? Because obviously your heart is bleeding right now for everyone.
Bleeding love?
Can you play Deceiver?
Or we don't have Deceiver.
Nemesis?
No, we don't have that either.
Murderer?
No. Wow. These sound like awesome, wholesome songs.
They are, actually.
Yeah,
they are.
So, right on, Niles. Thanks for calling, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're so mean.
505-338-3700. Rules are rules.
You were in such
rules.
Okay, you were in such a good mood, and now you're like, What are you
talking about? I'm still in a great mood. I'm in a fantastic mood.
Was it because Boys to Men?
It was Boys to Men. Yeah, if you're just joining us, Aaron Rodgers, we were talking about him a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Made a bet with Nathan Morris of Boys to Men about the game between the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. Nathan Morris, huge, huge Niners fan. And Aaron Rodgers had asked his friends, Boys to Men, to play the national anthem at the season opener at Lambeau Field.
Mm-hmm.
And Nathan Morris wanted to make a bet that, hey, if the Niners win, you have to wear a jersey for a week. The Niners won.
So.
And Aaron Rodgers said he'd do it, so I'm still waiting on these photos.
I'll look up pictures.
Practice today, so hopefully he will show up to practice with the jersey on. Static!
What's up, dude?
Shane!
Loving you guys this morning, bro.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice!
Yeah, I do, man, I do. You guys get faced with some pretty challenging phone calls, and I just like the class and dignity that you exude when handling said phone calls.
There you go.
Yeah. You guys are pretty awesome.
Thanks,
we're just ramping up for all the confrontations that we will face at the state fair today.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to protect him.
I made sure I wore red and blue, so either side can't get mad at me.
Yeah.
So. We'll give you the 50-50 there face, you go. Face, buddy.
I truly did. I wore a plaid shirt that's blue and red, so both sides will be confused.
That's so. Awesome. They're just going to both beat you up now.
I'm just telling you.
You guys are going to have the best. So what's up for Fair Food this year? What are we really looking forward to?
Oh, man, I don't know. We were setting up yesterday. Fair opens today, but we were there yesterday setting up. So we got to see all the behind the scenes and getting geared up. I think before we talk food, the one thing that really, 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 really got me, other than the thing that actually really got me was, so we're walking to the offices because there was already an encounter.
The stuff that you know is going to happen. Right.
So we are walking there, and there's those basketball courts, you know, where you can win something.
They
weren't fully assembled yet, and I walked by and put my arm through the rim, basically. And there is no way a basketball can fit through that. They're so squished down. So I'm telling everybody now, don't waste your money. All right?
Play the game.
We're a listener supported station. And so if you want to gamble your money away on something stupid, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Give it to us.
I see what you did there. Right. And I got to tell you, I'm proud of you.
You may not get the giant blue monkey that you wanted,
but you're not going to get it anyway.
At least if you give it to us, it's going to something worthwhile.
And here's the thing, dude. It's a 50-cent blue monkey, and it's going to end. I'll tell you what. Give us $10. We'll go get you a blue monkey.
Yeah, and ticks. I'll give you ticks, too, because that's what you're really going to get at the state fair with those blue monkeys.
Really?
So. Gross. Gross. Come on, they just throw those in a trailer and then, take them everywhere, and there's, bed bugs in them and stuff.
Oh, come
Little
on.
Little Tim is where's my blue monkey? Yeah.
So, but for the one game that is, not necessarily a good idea, there's a bunch of stuff going on at the state fair this year. It's going to be epic.
We saw us.
What else did we see?
Like you guys. Exactly.
Tigers and lions. They
and
have
bears.
The crazy
one. Oh,
no. No.
Really?
No. Yes, lions and tigers, but no bears. There's the McDonald's always has that petting zoo thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
That's what my kids look forward to, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, me too.
All the free stuff. The free family stuff that is on the north end of the fair, awesome. The midway area where all the rides and gangs are, not awesome.
Well, and also duct tape everywhere on that side. So
seriously, who needs a mirror album cover of Cinderella? You don't need that.
Dude, I was a huge Cinderella.
Really? See, I believe it. Dude, Scorpions is your theme song. I mean, are you kidding?
Dude, I got to tell you something. Let's just face it. I didn't select that
theme song. This is true.
If you wanted to move me into, this century, I'm good with that.
But you're Hurricane Shane.
Come on.
You rock us like a Hurricane Shane.
Yes, right. And I'll tell you something. We are coming out to support you guys. Me and my family, my kids, we are coming over there. We are going to see you guys.
Well, today the fair doesn't even open until 2 o'clock, but we promised we would be out there broadcasting live, so we're going to be out there broadcasting live today.
Take an umbrella, my friend.
And every day, yeah. I brought a jacket today, actually.
So did I.
Suit up, get a beanie going, maybe.
There you go, man.
Yeah. Hey, listen, dude, love you guys. God bless you.
Love you too, Shane.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
Shane.
Later. Love that guy.
Glad he called in.
So he did bring up something hilarious. State Fair.
Yes.
Yesterday. This is why you got to be careful with your words. So State Fair kicks off today. Yesterday, we get there, and we pull the van inside, and we go to our spot. This is our spot where we're supposed to park and set up to prepare because we're broadcasting live at the State Fair every day. And there's cars parked in our spot. I'm just going to say it right now. I was a little less than stoked.
We almost threw down.
Because nobody was near their cars, just cars parked there.
And they were just normal cars.
Normal cars. Yeah, it wasn't like
business cars.
Or clown cars. There was 17 clowns in it.
Wasn't Twinkles.
That's a circus, though. That's totally different. Okay, so normal cars. And so we decide, No.
Not cool.
Because there's nowhere to park because everybody's setting up for the fair, but they're in our spot. So we walk over to the main offices.
Mm-hmm. and then you started stuff.
I think I'm funny. Let's be honest.
The man at the counter did not think it was funny.
I make myself giggle. So we walk into the state fair building, and I'm like, hey, I'm here to see this dude. And I got a name, for this dude who's our correspondent on the scene, right? And I'm like, I need to see this dude. Well, this dude's not here. And I'm like, Well, we need to get this dude because here's the deal. We're trying to set up for the state fair, but somebody's parked in our spot. And
then you proceed to threaten them.
I did not threaten them.
You threatened to throw down.
I did not, in those words, threaten anyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. You threatened to get switchblades out and dance in the street to Michael Jackson. I'm sorry. Wrong.
What I said was, well, we got a problem because there's cars parked in our spots, and we're going to go back out there and pull out our switchblades and battle dance to Michael Jackson and take some fools out until they move their cars.
And then they passed that on.
I was giggling at the time, okay? And I was being very comical about it. But what was not comical was this dude called the state fair representative guy. And he's like, yeah, we have a guy here. What's your name, sir? What's your name? Steve-O, Static Radio. Yeah, we have Steve-O from Static Radio. He just threatened to gang fight people in the street. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Dance fight. Dance fight to Michael Jackson.
With switchblades, but not like blades, like combs.
Like my comb, my switchblade comb. I'm being funny. This is funny, sir. I'm obviously hilarious.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he's here. He's threatened to gang fight people in the street because they're parked in a spot.
And then the next thing we know.
Okay.
Next thing we know is security's coming in. Huge guys coming in.
Stop.
They take him out. They throw him across the street. They say, never come back.
And that so, is not
now
what
we
happened.
Won't be there. So thanks, Steve-O.
What really happened is, which was even scarier to me, was, okay, all right, I'll tell him. He says to call his cell phone right now.
Okay.
Like right now, right now? Yes, call him right now.
Okay.
Hi, hey man.
Hey,
is this
Steve-O.
Steve-O from Static Radio? Yeah, I'm the funny one. I'm the one that just threatened to gang fight everybody. Yes. It was really comical. You should have been here. If you were here, it would have been so much funnier. No, he was totally cool.
Yeah,
he actually thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But nobody else in the office did because probably gang
that?
Talk is not. It's like saying bomb at the airport.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
At the state fair.
Ever. You don't say gang at the state fair.
Yeah.
Ever.
You said that, and the guy at the counter was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh, gosh.
The funny thing is, myself and Joey Belleville, my dear friend, we used to do a TV show for the CW.
Right.
And one year we were helping judge this green chili cook-off competition with Bryan Cranston and the governor. And we had the governor on camera, and Joey straight up on camera said, so, let's be honest, you're at the state fair. The big question, which gang are you joining? To the governor.
That's amazing.
Static.
Hello.
Dude, you did not say switchblade, did you?
I really did.
He did.
I really did.
A few times.
I was thinking about Beat It, you know, Michael Jackson's Beat It, and they tie their hands together and like, ban-a-man-a-man. Woo! And I was going for it.
But he didn't say switchblade just once. He kept saying the word over and over again, promising to bring one.
I didn't know it was a trigger word.
Okay, but a regular knife. It's fine, but aren't switchblades illegal?
I don't know.
In the end, I made it clear that we'd have to borrow the switchblades from someone.
It is called comedy.
What you should have done is busted one out right there, but the ones that turn into a comb.
I wish I had that. I wish I had that and hair to comb. So that would have been outstanding.
Man. I wish I lived in Albuquerque sometimes, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sometimes.
We do have fun.
Well, sometimes, yeah. Not all the time.
Yeah.
Because I would definitely be at the fair supporting you guys as well. Are you guys doing the telethon marathon thing?
We are October 11th through the 13th. We are 1 month away from it.
Yes.
And you're doing the overnight one, right? 24 hours?
Well, I don't know about HR kind of got involved in that one, and apparently that's not kosher. That's not acceptable. That's not okay.
So
okay, try that state fair because I know the fair comes here to Las Cruces. There's a fairgrounds up by the airport.
Yeah.
But you said there's going to be lions?
Yeah, dude. Last year they had like lions, and they were all like roar, and I'm like, oh, that's
like,
awesome.
They're all malnutritioned and
pretty much
none of them had teeth.
Here was the scary part.
Crackhead lions.
There's like 12 of them in like cages, but it's not like, I don't know. It's like trailer cages. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, man,
have you seen the trailer trash lions?
How steady are these cages? These were the lions after Scar took over the Pride Land in the Lion King. They were starving. Okay. I'm just saying.
Those are all female lions.
They were all the actors that played the parts in The Lion King of the starving lions.
I'm not even a fan of the fair. Like, I don't even take the kids. They don't even like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, from moving from SeaWorld and the zoo and Balboa Park and all that, they're like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So they're kind of like bummed out. You know, me and my wife, me and her will go. Even my son, he's 14. He's like, nah. My daughter's like, nah. I don't want to walk around in the dirt. So,
So there it is.
Like, we probably won't go, but if we were in Albuquerque, we would definitely go and bug you guys.
Word!
So, man, I love you guys, hey, you guys are back on air. What up?
Yeah.
Over here in Cruces, what's your percentage like?
I haven't checked this morning. I probably should get to that, huh?
Yeah, well, I'll make him do it.
I know. So that's good that we're actually there.
Yes.
So I know we're still at low power, but they are working on it currently, so that's a good sign that we're in Las Cruces.
Right on, man. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
All right, later.
All right, later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I'm actually excited for the State Fair.
Me too.
It's going to be fun. One of my favorite parts is the Manuel Lujan building, which is right by us, because there's all kinds of crazy things. And there's a dude with the Britney Spears mic.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to sell you a vacuum that, like, flips
like
upside
the jumping
down.
Beans
and, like,
or something.
Yeah. There's always, like, crazy, crazy stuff.
You're like,
in there.
I know that's just a piece of metal rolling around inside a fake bean. You can't trick me.
The dude with the dinosaur ember, it's like, did you see Jurassic Park? We can make DNA. I don't know. There's
that
like weird
building.
Stuff in there every year.
So that's what we will be by.
I love it. Or those like 7 foot tall lemonade things that people carry around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, as long as you have this, free refills. And you're like, man, that thing's nasty by day four. I'm telling you.
Be nearby a bathroom at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Which there is one right by us.
Come visit us. We will be out there 1 to 5 every single day of the state fair. And you know what? I'm going to play the song for Niles right now.
Okay.
He missed out on Way Too Early Wednesday this morning. So we're going to go ahead and play that for him.
It's going to nice of you.
It's going to get a little crazy in here. From their record, There Will Be Violence.
Okay.
It's Impending Doom. The song is called Orphans. Coming up in 3.5 minutes, Teresa, Albuquerque Rescue Mission. So stick around. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Impending Doom. The song is called Orphans.
This brought joy to my soul.
Oh, yeah, dude. There you go, Niles.
Did he throw up at all in that song?
Oh, like 7 times. Poor
man.
Dude. He really needs to get
He's
over that
sick.
Stomach flu.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the show. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you and joining us in studio right now, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How is your Wednesday going?
My Wednesday's going great.
Yeah. You're telling us off the air. I want to talk about this real quick, actually.
Okay.
You guys are gearing up for something big and awesome and rad and a fundraiser type thing. In fact, Buck and Dex is helping you guys out with that.
Yeah.
And I know we can't talk too much about it. However, those guys are actually going to go experience
homelessness.
Yeah. Which is awesome. I hope I'm not ruining things because they probably haven't announced this yet or talked about this yet.
I think they've talked about it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But those guys are teaming up as well and doing something awesome with you guys and going to go out and actually experience what it is like.
To live on the street.
To live on the street.
Through the night.
Yeah. Sleep on the street. So is Baxter going to do that too? Or is it just Buck and Dex?
I think it's just Buck and Dex.
Okay. What? I'm going to talk to him. So awesome stuff happening.
Yep.
And let's be honest, I woke up this morning and it was raining still. And I'm like, what is happening? The weather is taking a turn. It's getting way colder. What's the pulse at the rescue mission right now?
We're trying to gear up for the cold weather.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just had a random thought.
Yeah.
Not that we ever have random thoughts, but when those guys are sleeping out on the street, that's Bloom Fiesta time, which means it's going to rain.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll make sure that they get like a parka or something.
Parka.
I'll be the guy that drives by at that right moment and gives them something.
A sandwich and a parka.
Yeah. Here's a parka.
Yeah. But I wanted to talk today, if I could, just a minute about it's United Way season.
Yeah.
And different companies are gearing up for the United Way campaign.
Okay.
If you're a federal employee, we have the combined federal campaign, which is their equivalent to United Way. So as you fill out your little paperwork on donations to United Way and combined federal campaign, if you could remember the Albuquerque Rescue Mission and your donations, we would be so grateful.
Yeah.
Very, very grateful.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just have to write that in?
Yeah, just write it in.
Okay. Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are gearing up for the winter shelter, which opens up in November, right?
Yep, yep. If anybody wants to volunteer, any church groups, any individuals want to volunteer to help at the Thanksgiving dinner at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, now's the time to sign up. Yeah. Because if the spaces are going to fill up fast. So if you have your church group or you as an individual would like to come and do that, please give us a call.
Yeah.
We'll get you in the slot to help serve.
Absolutely. The phone number is 346-HOPE. That's 346-HOPE. Give a call to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. Yeah, maybe you're a youth group, youth leader, youth pastor listening, and you want to get your kids involved. Or, maybe at school. We have had different classrooms email in saying, hey, we're listening. So maybe it'd be a good opportunity to get involved in that way as well. Volunteer. You guys are going to be serving a Thanksgiving dinner of sorts, right?
Yeah, and the Thanksgiving dinner is actually that Tuesday of that week.
There you go.
At over the noon hour.
Okay.
So so you still have your Thanksgiving with your family.
There you go. Perfect. And so if you would like to get involved, you would like to volunteer that way, 346-HOPE, the phone number. That's 346-HOPE. And obviously, clothes as always.
Always.
Socks, underwear.
Yeah, throw in blankets now.
Yeah,
it's getting cold.
I had to wake. I woke up and closed the window in my room, and I'm complaining about that, you know, because it was so cold last night.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up to rain, and I can't even fathom sleeping on the streets, living on
the
streets
in the cold rain.
I couldn't fathom it when it was 85 degrees and nice, you know.
Yeah.
So now the weather has taken a turn, and there is a great need in Albuquerque. I know APS, the Albuquerque Public School System, they always do a count for homeless children, and this year it was up to almost 7,000.
Almost 7,000.
And so that's children. That's not including, obviously, the adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a great need in the Albuquerque area. And so if you would like to volunteer, if you would like to sign up, abqrescue.org or 346-HOPE, the phone number. And get involved in that way. Or if you can't, maybe you can't and you'd just like to give a donation. As you said, mm-hmm. It's United Way season. You can ride in Albuquerque Rescue Mission there. Or obviously you could just donate to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Just bring us your old clothes.
Yeah.
We'd love them.
Yeah. Old jackets, whatever. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Hoodies, whatever it is. And you can bring those in to the rescue mission. And I know you got to get over to a meeting. That's exciting.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk more
as you guys get details and whatnot with what's going on. So abqrescue.org. Or, of course, 346-HOPE-N. You, I'm sure, posted all the information.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Right there at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. As always.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It's crazy weather out there, so.
Oh, you know, but we need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, there it is. 346-HOPE or abqrescue.org. And, Teresa, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Looking forward.
Right now, latest from the classic crime, it's you and me both, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
I'll put you on the map. I'll cure you of disease.
There's an accident on Comanche and I-40, I think.
That's I-25.
I-25. There was an accident on Comanche and I-40. And now, look how it's not working.
You can do it.
It's not working.
Eastbound Paseo is terrible, by the way.
Eastbound Paseo, that's what it was at.
All we keep getting.
Where was it?
At I-25, there was an accident. Cleanup stages, but it's still very slow going on eastbound Paseo from the west side.
So if you're leaving now, you're probably going to be late to work.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Road construction, left lane closed, uncert McMahon, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. And I feel bad. We didn't do this.
Yeah, I know we need to.
I feel so bad. We didn't allow them to make us breakfast.
Poor them.
Yeah.
So lame. Thank you for calling Solomon's Porch. This is Anastasia. How can I help you?
Yay!
Anastasia!
Welcome to the show.
Hey! I was wondering when you guys were going to call.
I know!
Like, they must be getting hungry over there.
It's been a really busy morning. We're so sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's been busy over here, too, so you called at a good time.
Yay! Oh, see? Good. Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, can I just get the Captain Americano?
Yeah.
And yay.
Can I get a grilled burrito Stever, is what it's called.
Yes,
a Stever.
A Stever.
Bacon and red if you have it.
Yeah.
And an ice cream tea.
Ooh.
Alrighty.
Iced cream tea.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the question of the day.
Okay.
Here's the big question of the day. Do you have parfaits?
We have tons of parfaits.
Yay!
We made 12 today.
12? Did you hear that, everyone? 12 parfaits.
I will totally take a parfait because those are the greatest parfaits in the universe. I love your yogurt and granola and fruit and awesomeness. So.
All right. Awesome. We'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right, Anastasia. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
You're just saying that. Solomon's Porch.
It's 505-338-3669. What a weird day it's been.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, no. Let's take this phone call. Okay. Static!
Hey, Steve-O.
Hello.
I said, just wanted to let you bad news about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no.
I looked it up right after you guys mentioned it, and he actually backed out on it.
No!
He is not a man of his word. He said it was more of a joke.
Boo!
I will never be a Packers fan.
Boo Aaron Rodgers! I'm already not a Packers fan, but...
I'm not a fan of football, so...
I'm a fan of Abe, but it's not green. It's Tampa.
Bay.
So, that's lame, man.
Yeah, I was kind of sad because I was looking it up. I wanted to see the picture, but...
Yeah. I guess he's already wounded because they lost at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And didn't you tell me that he wanted to be on the Niners
team?
Yeah,
well, yeah, he's from Northern California. He really wanted to play for the Niners, but they drafted Alex Smith instead, the quarterback who...
That's like double bitter.
Who beat them this weekend. I'm just like shocked. I was honestly shocked. It's Lambo.
That's crazy.
That was insane. What a great week of football. So, all right, man.
Had a request.
Yeah,
I know you guys already played Classic Crime.
Yeah,
can you guys play Fiction?
Ooh, dude,
let's see.
Haven't heard that in a while.
No, it's pretty good.
So, all right, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to get a request in. That's lame, Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
If you have no idea what we're talking about,
didn't he call it a gentleman's deal as well?
He is no gentleman.
That is right. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. He's okay. You see those stupid State Farm commercials? Discount, double check.
Yeah,
that's the dude. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback in those commercials. That's like, you're still in my move, and they're like, oh, you're a dancer. That's Aaron Rodgers.
Man, I don't trust him anymore.
No, don't trust State Farm either.
Yeah, I guess not.
I'm just kidding. And with a spokesperson like Aaron Rodgers, how can you? No, but yeah. So if you're just joining us, have no idea what we're talking about. Aaron Rodgers is really good friends with the Boys to Men guys, which is very
random and weird.
But apparently Nathan Morris, huge fan of the Niners, and Aaron Rodgers, huge fan of his team. And he had asked them if they would sing the national anthem for the season opener in Lambeau, and they agreed to do it. But Nathan Morris from Boys to Men bet Aaron Rodgers and said, all right, here's the deal, bro. If the Niners beat you guys, you have to wear a Niners jersey all week. And Aaron Rodgers said, deal. And if we beat the Niners, you have to wear a Green Bay jersey all week. Well, the Niners won, which is rare, very, very, very rare. First of all, the Packers were 15.
Does that mean they're turning around?
15-1 last year, the Packers.
And hasn't
they only lost one game last year in the regular season?
Hasn't the San Francisco 49ers like been kind of meh lately?
They were amazing last year. Oh. I thought they were going to the Super Bowl.
Oh wow.
So they're solid right now. Okay. However, it's Lambeau Field. The Packers, they rarely lose at Lambeau Field. So he made this bet, and according to this caller, he backed out of his
bet. It's messed up because I bet Boys to Men guys would have totally worn their Packers jersey. Yeah.
I mean, it's a little different.
No.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers, that's his occupation. A deal is a deal. Okay, the deal should have been like, okay, check it, bro. If you lose, you got to wear a Niners jersey all week. And Aaron Rodgers should have made a way better deal like, okay, and if we win, you have to wear a tutu at the next Boys to Men concert. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it should have been on that scale. Not that it mattered, because the Niners won. So
it's over.
Sorry,
Aaron
Rodgers.
He's not wearing the jersey.
Yeah. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Carol Hood, some P86, as well as a culture shock right around the corner. Yay. It's already going to be the 9 o'clock hour.
It's crazy.
Day is flying by.
It really is.
Yeah. Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. What? Sleepwalking. Kicking off your 9 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Already 9 o'clock.
Already 9 o'clock. We got a full day today, all right? We are gearing up to go out to the New Mexico State Fair Expo New Mexico.
Every hour is packed.
Yeah. 1 to 5, we will be out there broadcasting live. Fair doesn't open until 2 today, found out. But we will be out there.
We're people of our words.
Yeah, unlike Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And so we'll be out there hanging out. Aaron Rodgers is actually like one of the nicest dudes in the world.
Have you ever met him?
I haven't.
And how do you know that?
Because I hear tell. He's super awesome. Like, yeah, he's like the quiet Tim Tebow. You know what I mean? Like mission trips and all those things. He just doesn't talk about it in the news media places.
Well, fine.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Anyways, so we'll be out there broadcasting live 1 to 5 today.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and every day at the State Fair.
I know we've been planning this for a while, but until yesterday when we got there, I was like, oh, this is the State Fair.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Seeing it yesterday, we went there to set everything up, and seeing it yesterday when it was like kind of being put together and you saw the roller coasters being put together, and I'm like, I'm not going on that.
No, really, I'm not going on that.
Seriously, there are a few things I was like, I'm good. But there was some other stuff that was like, this is going to be rad.
You know, the most depressing thing about being there yesterday was not smelling fair food while I was at the fair.
Not smelling it?
Yeah, I love the smell of fair food.
Yeah.
All of those ingredients mixed together makes the smell of fair food. But nothing was cooking yesterday.
I saw one dude putting up a sign. You saw me like go crazy. Yeah. Deep fried moon pie?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
How can we get one of those?
Right. The funny thing is, I'm not a marshmallow guy. I hate Peeps.
Like
every year for Easter, I know. Somebody's gonna get me Peeps.
And it's really upsetting every
time. And it's awful because then I just stare at them and then I feel really bad. And then they just sit and they get really hard and they're disgusting.
You could heat them up in your microwave.
Wah.
No, they go.
I'm not a. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll do that. Marshmallows are just weird to me. I'm not a fan of marshmallows. Maybe s'mores I'm cool with. But moon pies, I'm not.
See, I'm not even cool with s'mores.
You don't like s'mores?
No. What happens when I get a s'more? If someone is kind enough to make me a s'more, I take it apart.
I'll deal
with a little bit of the marshmallow, but it's usually. I just eat the chocolate.
Yeah, I like s'mores. Yeah. But my wife, being preggers, she, for some reason, has this weird craving for moon pies.
Really?
Yeah, like the banana ones. And so every time she cracks one open, I smell it. I'm like, oh, that smells so good. And then I'll eat about half of one and be like, all right, marshmallows. Oh, marshmallows. I don't like the texture. Marshmallows are just weird.
Yeah.
But for some reason, deep fried moon pie.
Sounds way better, right?
I have to try this.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of weird deep fried stuff that I'm sure we're going to be trying at the State Fair this year.
Preparing my arteries right now.
Yeah, I need to be careful. I used to watch WWE, don't watch it anymore. But Jerry the King Lawler, do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay, so Monday they were broadcasting and, you know, it's all fake and blah, blah, wrestling. Right. Dude had a heart attack on Monday during the broadcast.
What?
Like for reals.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They had to like perform CPR at ringside and like, yeah.
Was it live?
He's still in the hospital. Yeah, the camera cut away. They didn't show any of that. But Michael Cole, his partner, had So be praying for that. Jerry the King Lawler.
I guess I'm not going to be
in the hospital.
Fair food.
Yeah.
That's awful.
So then I was like, oh, right before the fair.
Cool.
I got to be conscious of that. In fact, I had an article. I'm going to have to dig this up because yesterday was actually also Michael Clark Duncan's funeral. 54, died of a heart attack. And man, watching some of the video of the funeral, that, you know, Jay Leno and Tom Hanks and a lot of different actors there speaking. But yeah.
That dude seems so nice.
I'm going to have to get this. There was some really good stuff in this article about how to ensure, how to prepare your body, how to eat healthy and the different steps you can take and things you can do to prevent a heart attack. So we should probably get on that.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
So as we prepare for the state fair.
Yeah, this is like watching Shark Week before you go to the ocean.
Yeah.
So cool. Thank you. I'm just saying.
Nicely done. Yeah, so pray for us. We'll be eating fair food every day for the next 2 weeks.
For real.
Yeah.
And taking out, as you said, a second mortgage.
Yeah, true story. True story. Right now, the Devious Means, Porcelain Mouths, Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. That would be Sputnik, 99 Bananas.
That right was.
On Static Radio.
I wonder where they got the inspiration for the name of the song.
Steve and Mitch in the morning. Good question. We could always ask the guy.
The drummer.
From Sputnik.
Yeah.
He happens to be, well, a room away from us.
Yeah.
Not listening.
Because he's not even making eye contact or anything.
But, you know. Okay,
Do you have something that you wanted to talk about? Because I feel like you were going somewhere.
I was, but I almost feel so disgusted. I don't know if I want to talk about it, but...
No.
This is in Canada, so not here yet. But a Canadian school wants their kids to stay fit. We were talking about, you know...
Okay.
Going to the state fair, which, you know, we'll be out there 1 to 5 broadcasting live today and every day. And I got to tell you, man... The food gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
Definitely not healthy.
Not only with your arteries, but with your bank account.
Yeah, so. Dude. Well, one Canadian school wants to do something about obesity and wants to help the students and the kids, you know, stay healthy.
Stay fit. Okay.
So a Canadian dance studio has announced they're going to help the school by offering pole dancing classes for children.
Aww.
I
remember.
As 5 years old.
Okay, no, actually.
Wait. You heard me right. Pole dancing for kids.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I'm just going to go ahead and take a side.
Normally, we don't like to take sides
because
we like
to let the listeners... I'm going to stand on the other
side of the pole. Yeah. We like to let listeners, you know, give their opinion, which is funny. And you're right. We normally try and stay kind of neutral.
I'm just going to say it's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
But apparently, since it's actually happening, some people do think it's okay.
Christy Craig of Duncan's Twisted Grip Dance and Fitness Studio on Vancouver Island insists that there's nothing... wrong about it. There's nothing provocative. This is a quote. Nothing provocative, nothing sexual about it. It's pure fitness and strength and fun. Kids love climbing trees. They will climb anything.
Okay.
End quote.
Here's the thing. I agree with her.
Yeah.
Because technically it's not provocative. It's not, but the thing is, we've made it provocative by putting it in strip clubs and just strip clubs. I guess there's poles other places, but... But strip clubs where people are naked and doing it sexually.
Right. In Russia, there's actually a national pole dancing championship where children as young as 7 were cleared to compete. So thoughts? Kitty pole dancing. Seriously. Great workout or totally inappropriate. 505-338-3700. I'm like dumbfounded this is happening.
Are they trying to redeem it? Trying to make it something that's not sexual?
Christy Craig of this dance group and fitness studio that is helping this school says she's, quote, never worked the pole professionally. She already has 4 children signed up for her little spinners pole dancing class, as they call it. One of them actually is a boy. And so I don't know if they're trying to take away from it. They just say it's fitness. There's nothing sexual about it. It's pure fitness. It's fun.
kids love climbing things. Let's do a pole dancing class. So these kids are going to be able to take pole dancing at their elementary school.
Oh.
Thoughts, 505-338-3700. You can also chime in on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But yeah.
This is in Canada?
Yeah, a Canadian dance studio teaming up with a school to offer pole dancing classes for children as young as 5. My younger dude is 6, Luke.
No way.
There's no fathomable way. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. I don't know. I just don't see how parents could be stoked on this and think, oh, well, yeah, we want our kids to stay fit. Pole dancing. That's the way to go.
Or soccer. Who knew?
Nah.
Oh, too much running?
Too much running. And you got to buy a bunch of equipment, you know?
Man, that is
It's expensive.
Crazy.
Our kids are in football. It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
It's probably
so, you
more
know,
worth it than
pole
their...
dancing is way cheaper.
I mean, if you're setting up for their future, no
you
big deal.
You just have to make sure you have plenty of ones. Static!
Dude, what the heck happened to dodgeball? Come
right,
on.
Right!
Right!
That's elementary skit. That's PE. I've never seen dodgeball in a strip club. I mean, come on.
Dude, yeah, this is unreal to me. By the way, welcome, Nate.
It was
How are you?
Dodgeball got
What's
a little
up,
dangerous.
Yeah, dodgeball's slightly dangerous. We don't want the kids getting hurt.
It also makes men out of boys.
Yeah, forget tetherball. They just cut the cord off the tetherball pole, and they're like, pole dancing!
Yeah.
Here it
is!
No one was winning.
How can we make our sons more gay? Let's make them pole dance.
Oh, you didn't.
Come on. Give them a dodgeball, let them throw it at each other's heads. That's the right thing to do in PE.
And there it is. Nate Heitzig, everyone.
Thank you, Nate.
Oh, Nate, I love you. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Agree or disagree? In Canada, dance studio teaming up with a school to offer pole dancing classes for children as young as 5. They've already had 4 kids sign up, one of them being a boy.
Yeah.
So the question is, kids pole dancing. Workout, fitness, or completely inappropriate? 505-338-3700. Static.
Hi, my name is Jackie. This is the first time I've called in.
Hi,
I actually teach pole.
You do?
Okay.
Yes,
I'm glad you're calling
in.
Thank
you for calling in.
No problem.
Okay, let's talk about this because this school in Canada is, and let's be honest, they're Canadians. They're kind of weird. You know, we have a Canadian that works here. Yo, kind of strange, but we love him. Offering pole dancing for 5-year-olds. Now, do you teach kids or is this like an adult thing? Is this?
Well, I teach all ages that want to learn.
Okay.
I start with 10-year-olds because they're more comprehensive.
Okay.
And 5-year-olds can learn. I actually did a lot of research about it. Kids are actually more pliable to learn pole because it's considered gymnastics.
Okay.
And what they do is it's based off an old tradition of Chinese pole, which has been a huge honored like fitness trait and artistic view in China and Japan for years.
Wow.
So what this is reminding me of is like, you said it's gymnastics. So what it's reminding me of is that little, it's a piece of fabric hanging from the roof and people do spinny stuff on that. I don't know. It's kind of what it's like, right?
Oh, it's like all the VMA performances that Pink has done.
Yes,
that's what you're
exactly.
saying.
Well, it's almost like that, except that it takes a lot of strength. I know weightlifters that can't do stuff that I can do
right.
because I use my own body weight. So when it comes to children, they're a lot more pliable to be able to hold their weight because they have like natural core.
Uh-huh.
So they're able to do this, and they compete all over the world.
Right.
Like, there's huge ones. And the reason they do this is because children that start off young have the capability of being able to be accepted by Cirque du Soleil and other traveling performer groups that are wholesome.
Right.
They also do stuff for churches. What I do is I do programs for single mothers and also to take dancers out of clubs to try to get them into the more circuit of fitness.
Dude, do you have a Facebook?
I do.
you should post to our Facebook because that sounds interesting, and you have made it seem different. Because to me, when I hear pole dancing, I'm sorry, and maybe I just need to get my mind out of the gutter.
No,
all I think
pole dancing has a bad rap.
It's true. It does get a bad rap. It does like consider it to be like in black light under seedy conditions. And what we're trying to do in New Mexico is we're called Sky High Studios, and it's me and another girl, and we work with groups throughout Albuquerque to just get, you know, everything out there for children, for acrobatics, for fitness, anything. And we go to church on Sundays at Calvary. My son goes.
Nice.
And he's very interested in pole. He doesn't do it himself, but he loves talking to his friends about it, that his mom does it and his auntie does it. And what we try to do is we try to show people that it is a legit form of art. It's not just you have to have your clothes off to do it.
Right.
You know, you can be fully clothed in costumes with props and music, and people all over Europe doing it. There's a World Cup in Brazil that wow. is sponsored by the actual country. So it's one of those things that we're trying to get it in the Olympics, because if you can do rhythmic gymnastics, you can do pole.
Could I dress up like Donatello, the Ninja Turtle that has a bow staff, and just pretend like my bow staff got stuck in the ground?
You can.
Okay.
You can.
Because that would be awesome.
The thing about it is we do doubles, which means that a girl has to hold up another girl's weight while on a pole.
What? See, that sounds like Cirque du Soleil crazy, freaky, awesome, like... How do you do that?
Yeah.
And so...
Lots of time and talent.
Right. There you go. And so, okay. I will say, it's kind of changed my opinion, but not totally changed. It's like...
So I hope that we can actually show you someday. I've actually wanted to get in touch with Calvary, because I go, and I'm an avid member there, and I would love to be able to do some type of fundraiser with you guys to show, like, to raise money for Static Radio using our circus performers, not just pole, but we do lair, which is the circle trapeze. We have girls that do silk. We have acrobatics that do acro yoga, which is flipping up another person on top of another person.
Right.
Juggling, all sorts of different aspects that pole also contributes to.
So here's what I'm going to do. Awesome. I'm going to go to my higher ups. I'm going to go to my bosses. I'm going to say, hey, this girl called in this morning and she wanted to do pole dancing to raise money for Static Radio.
I would love to show you
that there is, well, you know, also too, and if you want to, the way we present ourselves, because there is such a CD,
I probably wouldn't really say that.
Right? Instead of going to as a pole dancer, which is something that people see negative, we go as Chinese acrobatic polist.
Oh, there you go.
We also do aerial acrobatics. And stuff like that. So it's different terms that mean the same thing, but it just gives it a different light.
So when you're asking people, or when you're advertising for this, how do you phrase it?
Right. Just Chinese acrobatic polists?
We do. We're trainers of Chinese acrobatic poling, and we also do what is called pole fitness.
Ah, there you go. Okay. So you're Polish.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. You have to contact us through Facebook or email us studio@mystaticradio.com. And,
I would love to.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much
for calling.
All right.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
So this brings up another question.
Okay.
Why are they, if this has been going on for a while, if this isn't new, why are they making such a big deal out of it?
Yeah, well, there was obviously an uproar. This dance studio, they wanted to offer pole dancing classes for children as young as five. And the article, this was on ABC, and at ABC News, people were in an uproar over this. Like, what? How can you possibly, what is this? And then we
in
have somebody
Canada.
Like this calling, and it's like, okay, from that perspective, since the Olympics is still fresh in people's minds,
yes.
It kind of...
And if it's in a gym setting, it's not like she said, it's not in a seedy, like steamy place where people aren't wearing clothes.
Right. We're like, hey, man.
With neon lights. Hey, there aren't any neon lights.
Throw on that Sir Mix-a-Lot. All right, cool. Here we go. All right, girls. No?
I had to leave the studio.
No? Okay. Yeah. All right. Christy Craig of Duncan's dance group and fitness studio in Vancouver, they say there's nothing wrong about it, nothing weird about it. They're not, you know... As you just said, you know, throwing on freaky music, and they just want to teach fitness. And so, question is, what do you think? 505-338-3700, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You have to read those.
Oh.
I want to hear what people say.
Okay. You can't read?
So, we asked a question. In Canada, there's this dance studio teaching kids pole dancing classes for children as young as five. Thoughts?
Yeah, and we just let you go. And hopefully you heard the...
The previous
caller, Valve got a little bit.
How about just giving them whale tails?
Yeah, no, she didn't say whale tails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she says, how about just giving them thongs too?
I prefer whale tail.
Whale tail.
That's because it looks like a whale. It's like splashing out of the water out of the back of their pants.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, pull your pants.
Your tail is showing.
Static.
Hi, this is Nina from Gloria at M.
Nina!
Hey, I just wanted to say that this is a perfect example of why we should have discussions. Because what? I was having a very negative attitude towards the article, the lady in Vancouver.
Right.
Until the young lady called in.
Exactly.
It's called, and I felt the same way. As a parent, I was furious, and then we had this young lady call in and tell us about it. And it was like, oh, it's called education. Okay, now that I'm educated properly about what this really is, because all I thought of was like seedy dance clubs.
Setting them up for their future.
And like,
pretty
yeah. Right.
In a different right. way, in the not-so-good way.
Yeah.
Right, and this is why it's so important that we are open to discussion and open to listening to other people.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I just want to thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah. Hey, and thanks for calling in. We miss you. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Right.
Oh, I know. Well, I've changed jobs, and so I don't get to play as much at my job anymore.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right, y'all have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
It's very true. I'm glad that she called in because
me too.
And she didn't call in on the defense. She was just like, by the way, here's some information.
And that's how you do.
Yes.
So 505-338-3700. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. I love JD's comment.
JD says, this is the worst idea since getting rid of Crystal Clear Pepsi. What's next?
Do you remember Crystal Clear Pepsi?
Barely. Very barely.
Very barely.
Very barely.
Static.
Hey, it's Justin. What's going on, guys?
What up?
Oh, my Lord. I have old ass thing. I can see maybe, the argument for it if it was they were teaching gymnastics, they were teaching foreign gymnastics, like Oriental style, traditional gymnastics, and the pole was part of it, and they were teaching all sorts of different things.
Uh-huh.
But this is a pole dance only class.
Yep.
And, yes, pole dancing here in the great Western Hemisphere, known as the United States of America, is not such a traditionally looked-on
right.
art.
Right. And,
because it is an art form, and it's great, and, yeah, we can have art, but to learn a little bit about it's okay, but to learn just it and become a pole dancer professional and tour around the world and say, hey, look, I've got gold medal from the Olympics for pole dancing, and that just blows my mind.
Yeah, we're going to have to clarify those terms a little bit.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right, later, guys.
All right, later. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, Steve-O, Mitch, what's going on?
What up?
Hey, I took all this in, and I took in the other side of the coin, and, either... It's just like any other physical activity that's competitive around the world. There's going to be hundreds of thousands of kids that train, and just like soccer, football, or anything, there's going to be lots of them that have great hopes of getting in the NFL or the Olympics, and there's going to be 99% of them not, and they're going to take that skill and use it in the only other decent paying stage that they can.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Thanks for the call.
That's what I see wrong with
it. Yeah. Okay. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I kind of feel like that's a little personal responsibility there, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Totally.
So I don't know that we could blame the gyms or the people saying, hey, man, you're setting them up because if they suck, they're just going to be pole dancers in like a nightclub. I don't know. That's my just 2 cents. Static.
Hi, Steve. This is Karen again.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, I like how the lady of the fitness that goes to Calvary, I like how she explained that and had a different name for it. I think that's good. Anyway, the movie Mulan shows that about the warriors having to go up the pole to get the flag and how that strength trained them for the warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son's Marine. They got to do that. We have the going down the pole and on the playground equipment, just some different ideas. And like she said, it's fitness. And our kids, we have an epidemic of diabetes. And I think it's a kind of a neat idea. If you put it to some Christian music and add some different things with it. I've seen some different things. I think we should be open-minded to it. Bring some different things. Hey, badminton is an Olympic sport, really.
It's very true.
I mean, come on.
Thanks for the call.
And they cheated.
Oh,
very
man.
True. They did.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I think we need to rename it no matter what.
Yeah.
If my kid came home and was like, Mom, they're teaching me pole dancing.
You'd freak out.
Yeah. I'd lose it.
Yeah.
No matter what. But if he came home and said, Mom, they're teaching me Chinese acrobatic gymnastics, I'd be like, oh, cool. Oh, word, legit. Okay, cool. General Ghost, give me to the waves now. Static Radio, good morning. 9:46, which means we're just about out of show. But before we go,
we have a few things to talk about.
Yeah, we were talking about pole dancing. You know, the ever wholesome, edifying conversation of pole dancing.
Yes. Hey. Actually, we're clearing
up. Dude, it's absolutely insane.
Pastor Nate Heitzig in studio with us. And we were talking about this school in Canada that wants to promote fitness, and a dance studio got involved and said, hey, we want to help you promote fitness. And so they're offering pole dancing classes for kids as young as 5, and it's been an ongoing discussion ever since. We've had we had one person call in who is, I guess, she runs a dance studio and actually goes here, and they teach the kids different things like Cirque du Soleil style and all, you know.
So it's acrobatics.
Acrobatic. What was it? Chinese acrobatic.
Okay, now here's what I would say. I've seen those Cirque du Soleil where they have like the giant pole and they climb up it and they like hang upside down and twirl around it.
Yeah.
And it is completely gymnastics. At the same time, I don't know if people have seen the infomercials for the Pussycat Dolls pole dancing fitness program.
Oh. Right.
Where they send you a pole to your house that you can set up and it's like expandable, goes to your ceiling.
Yeah,
and
we
it
have
has
it.
Provocative.
Yeah, I've seen
it.
Oh my gosh.
It has provocative dance moves that it teaches you, and it says it's great for your body and good for your relationships. And it's like, I mean, it promotes it this way, that
relationships plural.
Yeah. So and again, I didn't see it in the gymnastics. I didn't see pole dancing as one. I mean, you've got the vault, you've got like the rings, you've got the high bars. You don't have the pole like standing there in the corner with like some lights on it or something. Like there's no pole dancing at the Olympics.
Come on.
They don't have neon lights.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're gonna, okay.
It's just crazy.
And now stepping to the pole out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, Michelle Bransford. Oh.
No, it would be like Star Williams. Something weird like that.
Oh, she's taking the pole. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
And that's it for our show.
No, it's just, it's crazy to me. It's crazy.
I'm having way too much fun with this morning.
I just, yeah, I want to see how many marriages would last if the husband's in there watching the Olympics. Hey, what are you watching? Oh, no, it's just the Olympics.
It's just pole dancing.
Just, no, don't worry about it. It's a sport. That's my favorite dancer right there.
Oh,
I mean, come on. This is not the NFL. This is not baseball. Oh, we're talking about pole dancing and trying to justify it and say, oh yeah, sport.
Yeah. What if they change the name and they call it?
What parent's going to be proud when their daughter comes in? So, honey, have you decided what sport you want to do? Yeah. What sport? Pole dancing. My teacher's really great at it. Are you serious?
Of course she's good at it. But no, here's the thing. Like, that other woman called and she was defining terms, but those infomercials are not helping define terms.
Right.
Yeah, and again, I think we're talking about two different things.
Yeah.
Like, between gymnastics, and they're not hiding what they're calling it. Pole dancing.
Right.
Pole dancing. Right.
Yeah.
Not gymnastics class, pole dancing class.
Right. And the girl that called in, it was Chinese acrobatic something.
But they also taught a bunch of other stuff, too.
Right.
Like, she said silk, which is the fabric hanging from the
dude,
ceiling.
And that's cool. Yeah. Hey, come teach a gymnastics class at our school. That's awesome. Not a pole dancing class.
But that's what they're calling it in this school in Canada, pole dancing class.
I like what Thebe said on Facebook because, you know, he's got little girls.
He says, if my girls ever take lessons, I will punch the trainers in the throat.
Seriously. Dude,
I have boys, so I don't think I have to worry about this.
No, I think I'd do the same if my son did that. So yeah. I'd actually punch him in the face, though.
Hey, Dad,
I want to pole dance like the fireman.
See, that's different. There you go.
Yeah, but again, that's not pole dancing. That's training.
Yeah. Unless it depends.
He would have to define,
are we talking AFD or are we talking the village people?
Yeah, because only a certain kind of scantily clad fireman dance on those kind of poles.
I don't know where we
just going to let you take it away.
Okay. Well, thankfully it's 9:50, so we're out of show. I would like to thank Pastor Nate Heitzig for coming in studio. Yeah. And you can send all of your hate mail to studio@mystaticradio.com. That's it for us. We out. What are you doing today?
Dude, I just heard this conversation. It just blew my mind.
I know. You were on the way and you just came directly in studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so infuriated by it.
Yeah. Well, you have kids.
Oh, my gosh.
You have that.
Oh, my gosh.
You're obviously passionate.
That point of view.
I want to see what happens. I remember Hope Christian School didn't have football for like 25 years. Yeah. Didn't have a football team.
Yeah.
What, like when all the public schools get pole dancing, what's Hope Christian going to do?
Not
that'll
that.
Be interesting.
That'll never happen.
They'll do acrobatics. Yeah.
That'll never happen.
I want to see kids going up to like Mr. McEachran. You know, my daughter really wants to do pole dancing. Why don't you guys offer pole dancing here? It's just a sport.
Yeah. Oh, I don't see that happening ever. That's it for us. We will be at the State Fair today, 1 to 5, broadcasting live.
Yes.
Come hang out with us.
We'll have the static paper there.
We will. Static decals.
Let me just ask you a question really quick.
Yeah.
What looks like a sport and what doesn't look like a sport?
What? Okay.
Jumping jacks.
I hope everyone on the webcam
I hope you saw that.
Just saw that. That's it. We're out. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.